Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, we're here from Curiosity.com to help you get smarter in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about the truth behind common myths about your vision, what that guilty look on your dog's face actually means, and the nearly impossible Chinese college entrance exam, the Gaokao.
Let's satisfy some curiosity. Let's start off today with a little myth busting. Ashley and I are going to debunk a few myths about your vision, and I'll start with one that's a blast from the past. Our very first guest ever on the Curiosity podcast in 2017 mentioned this, but it bears repeating. Carrots will not give you ultra-sharp vision. And this myth is a double whammy. You might have heard that the British Royal Air Force spread this rumor around when they started using radar technology in World War II. But honestly, German intelligence was well aware of British radar installations. The carrot propaganda did come from the British, but it was their Ministry of Food that was trying to drum up demand for carrots, not their military trying to fool Germany. Carrots do produce vitamin A, by the way, which is important for your vision, but sweet potatoes and kale will also do the trick.
Here's another myth. Corrective lenses weaken your eyes. No, they don't. They strengthen your eyes by, you know, helping you see. Reading in dim light also won't hurt your eyes. It might feel a little uncomfortable because you're making your eyes do more work, but other than getting tired faster, you won't actually damage your eyes. You know what else won't hurt your eyes? Staring at a screen or sitting too close to the TV. Again, you can cause short-term discomfort by doing either of them, but it won't actually cause damage. And here's a fun fact. In the 1950s and 60s, early TVs were literally radioactive. So back in the day, they could cause eye problems. But today, TVs have built-in shields, so you can sit as close or as far from them as you want.
You mean literally, literally radioactive?
Yeah, they produced radiation.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, every electronic produces a little bit of radiation, but it was actually a harmful dose back then.
Wow. Well, one more myth is that blind people can't see anything. In reality, blindness is a giant category. In the U.S., anyone with eyesight of 20/200 or less qualifies as legally blind. There are plenty of people in this legal category who can still perceive things like light and darkness. So there you go. Hope we satisfied your curiosity.
Oh. Speaking of eyes, you know that guilty look your dog gives you when it knows it did something wrong? Well, according to research, you're just imagining that look as guilt. In reality, that emotion they're feeling is fear. This comes from a study published in 2009 in the journal Behavioral Processes, where researchers ran a series of experiments with 14 dogs and their owners. The owners would show the dog a treat and say no to show that it was off limits. Then they'd put it on the floor and leave the room. At that point, the experimenter would either take the treat away or offer it to the dog to eat. 20 seconds later, the owner would come back in and the researcher would either tell the owner what the dog had done or lie about what the dog had done. If the owner thought the dog had eaten the treat, the dog would get a scolding. If the owner believed that the dog had behaved, then the dog got a friendly greeting. Simple enough, right? Well, later, researchers analyzed recordings of the experiments to see if the dogs had what their owners said were guilty looks. Stuff like avoiding eye contact, lying down and rolling to the side or onto their backs, dropping their tail, moving away from the owner, raising a paw, and licking. And they found that whether or not the dogs ate the treat had no effect on their behavior. The only thing to cause the so-called guilty look was how the owner reacted. Basically, that look you call guilt is actually just fear of getting in trouble. Now, don't panic if you're worried your dog is actually afraid of you. If you're looking for one way to replace that fear with something else, try telling your dog to do something differently instead of just saying no. For example, if your dog has a bad habit of jumping on strangers, then instead of saying no every time, say sit, so you're reinforcing a better behavior. Discipline with love, and everybody wins.
Today's episode is sponsored by Capterra, a free online resource to help you find the best software solution for your business.
When we say Capterra can help you find the best software solution for your business, we mean your business, no matter what you do. Do you run a dog training business? Are you a dog walker or run a grooming facility? Capterra can help you find software specifically designed to help you manage it.
It's a completely free resource where you can find more than 750,000 reviews of products from real software users. And you can search across more than 700 specific categories of software to meet your needs. Whether you're into email marketing or social media scheduling, or you need help managing a yoga studio, an optometry clinic, or a doggy daycare.
No matter what kind of software your business needs, Capterra makes it easy to discover the right solution fast. Now's the time to join the millions of people who use Capterra every month.
Visit capterra.com/curiosity for free today to find the right tools to make 2019 the year for your business. Capterra, that's CAPTERRA.com/curiosity.
One more time, that's capterra.com/curiosity. Show our sponsor some love and check it out today for free.
We'll wrap up today with some good news. Assuming you didn't grow up in China, you never had to take the Gaokao. It's the Chinese college entrance exam, and it puts standardized tests like the SAT and the ACT here in the U.S. to shame. It's a 9-hour test. You heard me right. There are lots of Chinese students who have spent their entire lives studying for this monster test that happens every June. Not only is it a long exam, but it's also impossibly difficult. Plenty of students have aced the SAT and the ACT. I personally know people who have aced one or the other, but no one has gotten a perfect score on the Gaokao. According to Bloomberg, the test, quote, requires a mastery of Chinese history, English grammar, and complex calculus. Students seeking a future in science will be tested on physics, chemistry, and biology. Liberal arts students must show proficiency in political theory, history, and geology, unquote. The test is 750 points, and although a lot of the questions are multiple choice, the grading is pretty subjective for Chinese and other liberal arts subjects. And on top of all that, you can get docked points for bad handwriting. You can see a few sample questions from the Gaokao in our full write-up on Curiosity.com and on our free Curiosity app for Android and iOS. But if you're feeling left out, then give this essay prompt a shot. You are free because you may choose how to cross the desert. You are not free because you must cross the desert either way. Write an 800-word essay on this. Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. Although it might make a fun podcast. Want to tackle that next time, Ashley?
No.
Quick reminder to please check our Patreon page to take our poll about our Moon Monday mini-series. We want to know what you think of this mini-series idea that we tried and how you felt about it.
Yeah, because if you love it, we could do more things like this on different topics with different experts. Go to patreon.com/curiosity.com, all spelled out, to answer our poll. Join us again tomorrow for the award-winning Curiosity Daily and learn something new in just a few minutes. I'm Ashley Hamer.
And I'm Cody Goff.
Stay curious.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.